Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. Hopefully this time it's working. I understand I had a little technical difficulty. I'm Mike Campbell, and it's so good to be with you. Everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Friday morning. And so my wife spun back by the house. She was on the way out, said, "Hey, the sound's not working." That's frustrating, but that's electronics for you. And so we're talking about roots to grow. And, you know, everybody needs to have roots to grow. You know, I was watching a show, I think it was yesterday, and it was two people that supposedly on this show hadn't seen each other a while. And they said, "Well, hey, where are you at now?" And one of them said, I put my roots down, and he named the town. And that's how people do. Where you live is where you put your roots down. It's where you make relationships and you participate. And so you're putting your roots down. Over 30 years ago, Jade and I put our roots down in Cookeville. And we've been living here now all this time. We interact with the city. We have friends. We're involved in what goes on in the town. She's a lot more involved in it right now than I am because I'm doing a lot of more traveling. But she's beginning to travel with me, so even her commitment will wane some. But this is our town. We care about it. We want to know what's going on. So we want to see it move forward. And that's what you do when you're rooted in something. And so it's the same thing with Christ. Listen to this in Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6. As you have received Christ the Lord, so walk in him. Notice that. Walk in him. Live in him. Participate in him. Be a part of him. Let him be a part of you. That's really what that's talking about. And then he goes on to say, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So he wants you to be rooted in Christ. He wants you to abound in Christ. And so I'm being rooted and bounded in abounding in Christ because I've made a choice to live in him. When I accepted him, he came to live in me. And so the Spirit of God is down on the inside. Let me illustrate this because my car, my truck, I have a 15 Dodge and 2015 Dodge. And the other day when I pulled into the driveway, it went out. The water pump went out. I thought that's what it was. And so I called my friend and he came and got it because he has a wrecker and took it to his shop and fixed it. And sure enough, he told me, he said, "Pastor Mike, the water pump's gone out." Now, here's what's interesting. About a month and a half or to 2 months ago, the Spirit of God started telling me that I needed to get the water pump checked out. All right. So that let me know. So I kept watching it. I mean, I'd go on a trip because I drive over to Clarksville, I'd raise the hood, look at it. I drive somewhere else, I'd raise the hood and look. I didn't see any signs something was going on, but I knew that maybe I should even probably just go and get it changed. Well, when I pulled in the driveway, I'd been somewhere. I pulled in the driveway, the water pump gave way. When he got it, he called me, said, "Sure enough, it's the water pump. We got it fixed." That's abounding. That's rooted and abounding in Christ. Why? Because I've learned to hear his voice. I know what his voice sounds like. I know when he's speaking to me. All right. That's abounding in something. That's being rooted in it. All right. Established is another way of saying that. And we talked yesterday about the two builders, the two home builders. And we said one of them built his house on the rock. Both of them faced the storms of life. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to face some storms in this life. That's all there is to it. It says the rains came, the winds blew, the waves beat against the house. But the one that was on the rock didn't move. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. It is possible for you to live a life rooted in Christ to where whatever goes on outside, and I'm pointing toward the outside of my house, whatever goes on out there doesn't have an effect in here. All right? You remember when they were in the boat, Jesus was sound asleep. The waves and the wind and they were coming over the boat and they asked him, "Master, do you not care that we're perishing?" And Jesus got up and he didn't say anything to them. He spoke to the wind and the waves. And the Bible says immediately things were calm. Listen, Jesus was not moved by what was going on out here. Now, I'm convinced this is the Mike Campbell theory of that Bible story, is that had the boat gone under, Jesus would have slept on top of the water. Well, I mean, why not? He walked on the water and the wind and the waves obey him. I mean, so why not? So anyway, but he was not moved by what was going on around him. That was a storm. They calls it. It says, and then a tempest in one translation or one version. Then it says a storm arose while they were in the middle of the lake on the Sea of Galilee, or Lake Gennesaret, I guess is what. And now, you know, I'm butchering it. I don't know how to speak Hebrew. But ladies and gentlemen, are you following me? There are going to be storms, and depending on whether or not we are rooted in Christ is going to depend on how the outcome is going to work on us. The second man built his house in the sand. Now, you and I have been, maybe you've never been to the beach, but you've been to a lake that has sand around it. And when water comes in, the waves come in and out, the sand moves. It's not a firm foundation. It's not the kind of foundation that you want to build your house. Nobody wants to build a $1 million house on the sand. Although there's been jokes about, you know, things like that. There's nobody does it intentionally. All right. You have to connect your house to the bedrock. The foundation has to be there. And so Christ is our foundation. That's why he says in this verse of scripture that we're to walk in him, or literally live in him, rooted and built up in him, established in faith. Why faith? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the central key of the Christian life. I like Hebrews 11, 6. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That, my friends, is the key. You've got to believe that God is going to reward you. What will he reward you with? Life, and life more abundantly. What will he reward you with? It says godliness is profitable. That means your life's going to have favor. Your life is going to be treasured more than others. And it's not because you're a special person. It's because you're in Christ and you're obeying Christ and you're being built up in the Word of God. All right. Now I'm going to see if I can find this, because Jesus was having an encounter with the scribes and the Pharisees in Matthew 15. And they were mad because they saw his men eating and they didn't wash their hands. And so they're making a big deal out of this fact, saying, you know, that they didn't wash their hands. And Jesus says, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your traditions? Now, when you read this, you'll find out this was not a tradition of God, but a tradition of the elders. All right. And it says, because of your tradition, for God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. Now, what was happening is these people would go to the priests and they would take and they would get their money blessed so they didn't have to help their mom and dad. And that's a violation of the word of God. All right. And so Jesus is calling their hand on these things. But I'm going to skip down, because in verse 12, it says his disciples came and said, Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard you saying your saying? And Jesus answered, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. In other words, you're not going to be in the kingdom of God. You can only be in the kingdom of God one way, and that's through the new birth. That's through accepting Jesus Christ, by being born again. That's the only way you can be in this kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, those who are acting like they're in are going to be uprooted. All right. And those of you who are not obeying the word of God, you're going to be uprooted at some point. Now listen to what he says here. They'll be uprooted. Let them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, they'll fall in a ditch. So then Peter says, can you explain this? And then Jesus said this, are you still also without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes in the stomach and it's eliminated? We all understand that. We eat and then we have to use the restroom, all right? And so our body eliminates what it doesn't need. He said, but those things which proceed out of the mouth, all right, now we've switched gears. We're talking about what comes out of the mouth. Listen to this. Those things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. All right, your heart motivates your mouth. This is where being rooted and grounded in Christ, established in Christ, uplifted in Christ, is going to cause the right things to come out because we got the right things in and we're living by faith. He said, those are the things that defile men. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Now listen to this. Out of your heart proceed evil thoughts, and they will show up in word or deed. And then he says, here's the thoughts. Murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, it doesn't defile a man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we just need to understand that we need a renewing of the mind. And the only way to do that is to be born again and get into the Word of God. That's called being rooted in Christ. He wants us to have roots to grow on. That's the bottom line. I don't know. Maybe I got a little off course on that, but I hope you get that. He wants what's coming out of your mouth, which is motivated by your heart. It's coming out of your heart to be the kind of things that are pleasing, the kind of things that are uplifting. Remember Ephesians 4:29, it says, let your communication be for the use of edifying that I might minister grace to the hearer. You know what? I always say this, you don't have the ability to give someone a piece of your mind because you can't afford to give any of it away. I don't care who you are. You think you're so tough when you do that. You're not tough. You're just showing us where you are in life and you've been plucked up. So let's don't be plucked up. Let's be rooted in Christ. Let him give you roots to grow on so that we can accomplish the will of God, be pleasing to God, and establish his kingdom right here on the earth. That, my friends, is what rooted to grow is all about. So have roots to grow. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. Thank you now for the goodness of God. And thank you for what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to say thanks to my wife for coming back to the house and telling me the sound wasn't working. Richard Jones, thank you for letting me know that. But hey, we got her done. We had to do it a second time. We got her done. Hey, listen, be sure and like us. Be sure and follow us. Be sure and share this on your social media. And if you're watching on YouTube, you need to subscribe now. Keep up with what we're doing. Hey, we love you. Subscribe at Mike Campbell Ministries. All right. We love you. We're so honored that you're a part of the broadcast. And I just want to remind you, join us again Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll pick up a new subject and begin to expound the Word of God. We love you. God bless. Go to church and have a great weekend.